Welcome to the August 18, 2021 Planning Board Public Hearing. This hearing will come to order. The Lyman Planning Board is holding this public hearing to review the applications of Brian and Mary Elizabeth Ingalls for Old Kennebuck Road on Tax Map 3, Lot 87-2, and Soggy Dollar LLC, 4 Goodwins Mills Road, Tax Map 7, Lot 73, 74, 75. This is a public proceeding. Unless the board specifically votes to go into executive session, you have the right to hear everything that is being said and look at all the exhibits that are offered. Please notify the chairman if you have any difficulty seeing or hearing the presentation. This meeting is being recorded. All persons speaking will be asked to first state the name and address or affiliation. All questions and comments will be directed to and through the chairman. It is required that you sign the sign-in sheet to document your attendance at this hearing. Okay, Mr. and Mrs. Ingalls, you want to come down and explain your project to everybody?
Sure. Okay. It's just Mrs. Ingalls.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mrs. decided not to come up.
You have to explain it to everybody out here.
If it will help anyone, I did bring some shrunk plans. Anybody want a copy?
So the purpose of this is we currently have lived in Lyman for the last 20 years, and we're taking our land and subdividing it to build a rental house. And we're going to be selling our current existing house.
It's really it's a basic, honestly, a revision to the previous subdivision, taking almost 15 acres and making 2 lots. A lot being part of the previous subdivision, this wouldn't even come through the planning board. I'm here from Corner Post to answer any questions you guys have. What else to say?
Okay, is there any questions or comments?
Yeah, where's Kennebunk Road at?
Do you know where the jail is? Or the courthouse?
Yep.
And the post office, that's the Kennebunk Road.
Oh.
And our road goes into the woods.
Okay, so this is not for the gas station that's down at the end of the...
Nope, that would be...
No, if you take a look, if you go on the old Kennebunk Road, it comes out down by Sonny's Variety.
I'm sorry. You know what I said? I said old Kennebunk Road. It's actually, you come in on the Kennebunk Road. Right?
But it's not here on
the... No. We're a separate project.
Oh, okay. So, okay, I got 2 notes in the mail. I thought there was the same one.
Sorry, because we're the only house in on the road that's actually old Kennebunk Road. Everybody else is on Kennebunk Road because everybody else is in Alfred. It's confusing.
Are there any other questions or comments?
Okay.
Any comments from the board? Questions?
No.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing for the Ingalls.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, Soggy Dollar.
Sure. My name is Chase Vapiatis, the Atlantic Resource Consultant. I'm here on behalf of Jonathan Mates and Soggy Dollar LLC. This project consists of, if you're all familiar with the Birkenstock location, right down the road, down here in the corner of Goodwins Mill Road and Route 111. It's an existing store. The site is kind of tight and small. If you follow my finger, I'll show you. This is the existing parking lot right here, and then this right here would be the existing store. We came before this board, I think 4 or 5 months ago, and got approval for just this large parking expansion and what it was meant to be used for. You can't get a semi truck in there when they're filling up tanks and things. So we're trying to open all that up, remove both entrances on the corner, the Goodwins Mills and Route 111, push those entrances further away from the intersection. This entrance will actually be away from the divided highway, so you can actually come out here and take a left on Route 111. It just greatly improves traffic. We'll put some commercial pumps in as part of that project. That one too will improve. My clients decided maybe it's time to build a new store. So what we've done is design the store to fit in the expansion we already had approved, but we've just come back this time to do the store. And so what happens is we can build a store while the existing store stays open. That works for everybody. The last thing you need, the operator, they can build a new one. This one is open. Once this is operating, tear down the old store, maybe add another fuel pump island, just increase the capacity to get people in and out of the site. And this is what the new store will look like. So the shingles on the bottom, stone entrance. The doors come in actually into the plan like that. Typical store that you've seen for their other expansions. And that's basically it. So if anyone has any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them.
I got a couple of, I will. My name is Jim Allen, 1473 Alford Road. Sure. I actually live across 35 from this project. And I apologize for asking questions that we should have pertained to the first hearing.
Sure, no problem.
I don't know why I didn't know about it already. But you're changing the access and egress off 35, is that correct?
That's correct.
Can you tell me where that is in relation to my rear driveway?
Sure, I could probably show you. I'm trying to think where your driveway is. Are you on the... So if we're standing on this site looking across to your house, are you to the left or to the right of the dollar store or the Family Dollar, whatever the store is?
Oh, I would be to the left.
You'd be to the left. So I think we're pushed. So is your driveway...
No, I'm talking to 35.
You're
right.
Yeah. So where's the house? The house that we've got individuals living in, right?
Right here in that driveway.
So the existing house right now is, you know where the house is across the street?
Yes.
So that is right where the driveway is, the new driveway is coming.
So that's just opposite my rear driveway.
Your rear driveway, yeah.
If I go out of my rear driveway, I run into that house.
Yeah.
That house being relocated?
Yes, so that house is being relocated further back into the site. So from here, probably about 80 feet.
So you're tearing up everything, the foundation, the house.
Yes, you have to put the new entrance in there.
The station has already hindered my access and egress from my property on Route 111 by putting in their modification in 2005. I'm concerned this is going to add to my frustration trying to leave my property.
So... Oddly enough, now we do a lot of these, so you won't see, I think because we're pushing the entrance further away from the intersection, you won't have the queuing distance here blocking the entrance, so traffic should move more freely in and out of the site.
As they come around the corner there?
Yeah. So what you may find, and just someone may be making a left coming from Route 111, and then he may be hung up waiting for cars to go by, and then that would potentially be.
Is there, will there be an impact on traffic flow on that corner? You know, is the traffic coming down?
So, since we're not actually changing the square footage of the store, we're keeping the square footage the same.
Keeping it the same.
So, under traffic law, you don't, the laws that govern traffic studies. So MDOT has actually approved this project already. So we already have our permits to relocate the driveway.
Again, I apologize because I wasn't here. Do you anticipate any change in the traffic?
No, I wouldn't anticipate. And it should make things better. And this is what we talked about at, in the previous approvals. That was also during COVID stuff. And so that might have been why you weren't here. It should make everything work better. So people will be able to, people won't be coming out here to go left, they're going to be coming out here to go left.
Could you repeat that?
So as it is right now, the existing entrance, if you want to go left on Route 111, you have to come out on the Goodwin's Mill Road and then get on 111. But with this new access, people will come in here, drive down, and then take a left, and they won't have to navigate.
That's beyond the island.
Yes, yeah. That was the whole point, to get large trucks and other traffic on the Route 111 to go either direction. Because right now they can only make a right-hand turn.
That's supposed to be right. I'm surprised the number of vehicles that cry over that island.
Yeah.
Did you pumps or no?
So they're adding commercial pumps, so the big trucks can come over here and fill up with diesel. And because right now the K1 pump is over top by the store.
That's right.
And all that.
The gasoline pumps are going to stay with it.
And the gasoline pumps are going to stay with it.
And the house that you're moving, is it going to be a residential? Don't you know yet?
Don't know. We're just preserving it. Preserving it.
It'll be more of a commercial. I think the zoning people kind of talked about that anyway. It'll be more to build, I'll say, a real estate office more, not residential.
Yeah. Or I think you can use it as like a work from home.
That's right.
Unit. That you couldn't just be a straight residence with a zone.
I wonder if there's going to be a business.
Nothing that'll generate a lot of traffic. We have to go back to DOT for that.
This is an unrelated comment, but when I moved into my house, which was 50 years ago, very quiet corner.
Yeah.
You can tell it's changed. Slowly driving me out of there on my age. If you've been down there, you know I've got a little baseball field here that the kids use.
Oh, yes. I've seen that on the air.
That's
nice.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Yep. No problem.
I have one question.
Can you identify yourself?
Glenn Austin, 28 Goodwin's Mills. So the house there that belonged to the Tuttles, that's now being moved more towards Hollis. How much closer is that going to be to the property next door? Do you know where that property line
yep.
is?
So there's a 30-foot setback right here. So here's the property line, and then it's probably another 20 feet to the house, so 50 feet. So if you go, you notice they had done the clearing for this
yep.
already. So all the trees that are coming down are down.
Yep.
So if you go by there now, nothing else is coming in.
So the house is going to be, say, 20, 30 feet from that?
From the setback, so 50 feet from the property.
Oh, 50 feet from that tree line?
Yep.
Okay. And how much extra noise is that going to create for the vehicles there? Because I'm on that.
You're up here?
Yeah.
Yep. I don't think you won't get a lot of, I can't imagine there's going to be any extra noise. Vehicles are all governed. I mean, during construction, obviously, there's going to be backup. But this use is going to be a low impact, like he's talking a real estate office or things like that. I can't imagine that you're going to hear a whole lot of difference between what's going on there now and what, because we're not, I don't think, other than the fact that maybe it'll be more convenient to people and it would increase business that way, but I mean, I've been working out here quite a bit for the field work, and people are just screaming in and out of here, and it's, the parking lot's congested and all that. If this had been a residential lot to start with and we put in a gas station, totally different question. But where there's already one there existing, people, same patterns, old patterns. I don't imagine you're going to see any kind of increase in that you notice.
My concern is if I'm in my backyard, because at some point I want to be putting a pool in there, upgrading, cleaning up my lot. I want to be able to enjoy my backyard and not look next door and see.
Yeah, and so this is a corner of your property, so your back area here. Yeah, and it's something, maybe these guys would consider a little screening or something back there. We had some trees or something like that. I know they treat their neighbors really well, so certainly something that can be missed.
In that regard, don't you anticipate more traffic in that area because of the diesel pumps?
I was there yesterday morning, and I was shocked at the amount of trucks that attempt to get in there. Really.
I'm not sure what he's saying.
There's an amazing amount of traffic there now in the morning, big trucks trying to get in there. I'm surprised they even try.
It'll be easier for them now.
That's right.
So it'll be more reliable.
From a business perspective, I hope so. As a debater, I can see why you wouldn't like it. But, I mean, that intersection is going to get busier and busier and busier.
You're going to put a rotary in there, so
I'm not.
Actually, it's something, the geometry doesn't work for a rotary. But anyway, the any truck traffic won't be, excuse my French, but screwing around in here. They're going to come all the way they're going to be down here, so he's going to push them out. So they may be more stopping, but they won't have a whole lot of congestion to deal with. They're going to just drive straight in, go out here, and go out back. If they even come in. So now...
Will they be egressing on 35 as well?
If they're heading that way, yeah, they would be doing that anyway. So, but now they can also get in from 111, so they're not coming in 35. So I suspect what a lot of trucks are doing now is, as they come down 111, they're just going to the place across the street, right? Across the corner. Yep. But if they're going this way, they may try to come in here and turn around and get back out. So now that this entrance is here, they're not going through this intersection. So essentially they're circumventing the light, filling up, grabbing the bike, popping back in, coming out and going that way, instead of coming to the light and then going.
You're optimistic. I like that. You'll have to wait and see.
Well, traffic signs is a little bit like voodoo, but that's what the books tell us. I'm sure we all have different opinions on it.
Any change in the septic systems?
So, same amount of septic flow, but a new septic system is going.
Is that why they've been clearing already?
Well, we cleared to just do the parking expansion without the store, but to be honest with you, the site work, couldn't find anyone to do the site work. So we decided to go in, and everyone was so busy that they figured to get the store done as well. That was a nice enough project, and then you can attract some contractors.
Has the state dropped that two-lane study coming out of heading towards Sanford?
Could you state your name, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Dana Badger. I'm across the street at 1522. But I was just wondering, because I got a letter on it, but I never heard anything back from them. But they were talking about putting two lanes, which I totally don't like.
Two lanes on 111?
After you pass through the light.
Yeah.
You know, because I didn't want them going 60 miles an hour by the entrance to my property, you know.
Yeah. So I can tell you, DOT approved the driveway relocation application. And so I was in touch with the Southern Maine Regional Office. No one mentioned to me about, because what they do is they check it against upcoming plans, where they just paved a lot of this.
Right.
I can't imagine that there's going to be a second lane added in the next, so basically after...
The state would spend the money again anyway.
Well, 5 years, so it's at least 5 years.
The same letter that they're going to put four lanes on the other side of the intersection, all the way down to...
So two and two on all the way down to how far out, like 1,000 feet? Or?
I'm sorry, gentlemen, when did you get that letter?
Those letters we got, 2 years ago?
Well, I'm going to say a year ago, but I think
I can't be sure. Okay, thank you.
Haven't been involved with state projects.
No, it'll impact you guys.
Somewhat, but our access permits are approved, so what happens then is that the state has to pay for any work that affects these properties, so they have to take care of the what they call the abutters. So.
Yeah, I would be more concerned about them, you know, snagging up 33 feet or whatever off of...
Oh, there's plenty of room. There's plenty of room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have a very wide right of way, and so
their long-term plan is to make four lanes from Bennington all the way down the road.
I think Lyman ought to put a toll booth right there.
Great idea.
Another question?
Any more questions or comments for him? Anything from the board?
When do you start?
If things go well tonight, you get to start.
As soon as contractors are, put in their calendar.
When?
As soon as calendars. Need a permit first.
Yeah.
So it's hard to talk to a contractor and get a permit. So we've been talking to contractors. They're all busy, all of that. It could be tomorrow. It could be four.
That's a letter. I didn't catch one. Letter for the public hearing.
Jonathan Mapes.
Oh, you're a Mapes.
Yeah.
They're not soggy bottom. I'm not soggy bottom.
That's a different movie, don't you? That was a good movie.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I need to read that.
So we did have somebody send an email with a question.
Yes.
It says, Dear Board Members, my client has asked that the inquiry be made into whether the proposed plan extends into the residential zone for one of the identified lots. If so, that any expansion does not exceed the limited encroachment into the residential zone permitted under the zoning rules. They also want to be sure there's been DOT permitting and traffic review for the new proposed project. Sincerely, Donna Johnson.
Mr. Chair, one thing, sort of, who's the client?
I don't know.
Yeah, been identified.
Well, I can answer the question if you want. Yeah. So obviously, yeah, DOT's reviewed it.
Yeah.
Through there. And I believe we're set with zoning. Yeah, so we follow all the setbacks because that commercial zone is 200 feet off the front. And we're actually making it more conforming. We're taking that house that's in
right.
the setback and moving it back. So.
You're well within the setback for yeah. the house. Yeah. If you see that. Any other questions or comments?
So we've answered the attorney's question that it is not increasing any encroachment, and it has been duly signed off on by the DOT.
Yes.
So just for the record, the questions have been answered.
Okay, if there's no more questions or comments, I'm going to make a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll second.
Soggy Dollar. You got a second, Joe?
Paul's got a
Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.